Earlier this month, GM officials said they would shut down their oldest plant by 2010, citing a slumping SUV and large truck market. Governor Doyle's office says federal, state, and local politicians and stakeholders are now working to change GM's decision. One of the co-leaders of the effort is Brad Dutcher, president of UAW Local 95. Dutcher says GM needs to retrofit the plant so that it can make a more competitive product.
We have an assembly plant that is tooled to build trucks. We need an assembly plant that is tooled to build cars, because with the economy and fuel prices and the obvious shift away from the trucks and the SUVs towards smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicles, that's the type of plant we need in Janesville.
Dutcher says one possibility is the redesigned Cobalt, slated for production in GM's Lordstown, Ohio site. He says analysts he's talked to predict the plant may not be able to keep up with demand, so perhaps Janesville's workers could handle the overflow. Tim Cullen, the coalition's other co-leader, says members will talk to local leaders in Michigan who face similar situations with their plants. He agrees with Dutcher that GM has some future product demands to meet, and Janesville can help. As for their chances of swaying GM to reverse its decision,
I gauge them as better than zero. And whenever anything is better than zero, it's worth doing. This is a little bit of a long shot because General Motors' decision makers are not here in Wisconsin, they're in Detroit.
Both Cullen and Dutcher acknowledge changing production at the Janesville plant would require GM to make a major investment. But they say between the plant's dedicated workforce and union, it'd be a profitable venture. The coalition hopes to meet with GM officials later this summer. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.